put him on the screen again, Ben Binyama, with your help. But we didn't see Rabbi Kivega actually in the text itself. I always see things inside. No, I want the Megillah safe.
Megillah safe.
Yeah,
so
it's Hebrew books.
Hebrew books.
Somewhere around here. No.
We might have turned a couple pages.
Yeah, yeah. Let's see what page we're on. That's a good question. What page are we on?
Study base, sit base.
No, no, for much, much further.
Much further.
Try to find 3 pages there.
Study base, sit base.
Hold on. Try that. I'll take over from here, I think.
That one?
Yeah. Good, here we go. We are over here. Good. We're here. Okay, Rabosai, everybody with me so far? I want to show you this over here. Oh. This is where we were yesterday. I want to show you to inside and Simon Kuvav, Rabosai. Just, I want to read you. It's a very brief. It's always good to chazer and to see the text inside in the original. Rabosai, it's Rabbi Kivega and Simon Kuvav. Please. Simon Kuvav, the Ramah, Sif Aleph, Ulafi. And I want you to read you this one line here in Rabbi Kivega. One line. The line is as follows. Maybe you could find it for me. I wrote it down. On this page here. Here, I found it. Here it is. Such a long piece. Right now, I'm just not seeing it. I gave you the words, and if you could find it, you'll help me out. It's on this page somewhere. The words of Rabbi Kivega was as follows: the imlo nivla ela mashahu lo haya tzarach levatel. Habalua, the Ein Yochel is Pashet Klal Achutz. It's in here. I copied it yesterday. One second. My print is different than yours. You're in Rabbi Kivega, correct?
Yeah.
So give me some other words which come before or after it. Is there a bold? Is there a bold? You have any bolds there? The Kitz and Nimritz, that's what Rebbe Vega says. I just not.
I'm on the MS Kasha.
Yeah.
It's before that.
Before that. That's right. It's right there.
He says,
I have a little bit ubiike divriataz. That's what's bolded by me,
yeah.
And I have omnam between those two bolds, as it follows. Yilu hayu adin derchaticha nas and nevel hayu oser. Yeah. Haino dim lo nivla elamashu lo hayu tzorach levat labulua niyach lespachal klal bechutz. That's what it says over here. Tosa says that's the Tosa we saw. Daf Kuf Amud Aleph. If you recall, there were two pieces. Remember again, the same show and tell. This one and this one. So we say that if only a mashu would go in here, so you wouldn't have to be compensated by being mavliya 60 times. I asked you yesterday, a mashu was eif shel tzamtzem. It's epsilon. So how can you calculate it? So afterwards, I thought about it again. A mashu is anything up to 1/60th. It's called a mashu. That's the answer. It could be 1.5%, right, of the whole thing. That's measurable. It's still called a mashu. So that we understand why Rabbi Kivega had his kasha. Again, those I just wanted to show to you inside. I wanted to give you my explanation, which yesterday I was schwer. I read it afterwards. That's the answer. Not just a mashu up to 1.5, up to 1/6 is called a mashu. Fine. Rabosai, there is a very, very important part that we have to discuss right now. Tosu says Akasha, we saw yesterday, from Ein Meduma El Lefi Cheshbon. But the answer, Yavesh Be Yavesh, there's no din of Chaticha Nas in the veil. Very nice. Take a look at Rabosai in Hagos Oshri and Simon Lamed Ches. Please turn. Simon Lamed Ches. The problem is there are two parts to that Mishnah. In the right place, hold on a second. On page Kuf Samaches in our print, 7th Perek, Simon Lamed Ches of the Rosh with Agos Oshri. The Rosh said the same as Tosa said. What did he say? Tamura Daf Yabez, Eine Meduma Medamei Alefi Cheshbon. Why? A series of reasons are given. One of the reasons just given in there in Agos Oshri is as follows. Take a look. The end of Agos Oshri. Isa sheneschamtza mishzora osu v'nofa me'osu yisal eisa acheres ein machmin mi'isra elefi cheshbon. It's the same sugin tmura. Ein ha'machumatz Mechameitz el lefi cheshbon. Lo aminen shayisa kula asura v'olam l'shar k'neged kol yisa shenaf l'toch yisa acheres. B'shmi Chanan. We don't say it. Why? Look at the answers. Tiesh lomar tekeman shechmitzu eino nosein tam machmas b'liya shal yisur v'lo machmas hatarovis ela machmas reach chozak hasor ein kan lomar chaticha atzmanas es nevela. What did he say over here? Chaticha nas in the veil is that it's what's called a bliya. A gives taste into B, B gives it to C. If the kaga, the entire B is being a shtik isa. Chaticha nas in the veil. Here, however, it's not working as taste. It's working as a fermentation process. It's not based on taste. Only if it's bliya. Fine. This is a particular reason which is given. Okay. Rabosai, let us turn our attention a little bit to what's the status of what we call lach belach. Do you say chaticha nas nevelo when it comes to lach belach? Yes or no? What do you say? Who knows shas? What does it say in shas? The Gemara says, "Mechsin say beferish." You do say it when it comes to lach. Remember, the cholov is not cholov gufa nevelo, as you saw the sugya. But let us turn our attention to see what the Rishonim say, and we'll turn our attention to the Ran. See the Ran, in a few places. If you have my edition, Rabosai, we'll start off on page Kuf Chav Tes, which is Mem Dalet Amud Aleph in the old editions. Kuf Chav Tes. He starts up with a question here. The Ran in my edition, the last few lines in the right column of page Kuf Chav Tes. Tamuri Beis. Ein ha meduma chozer ben amel lefi cheshmen. Ben ha mechumetz chozer mechametz el lefi cheshmen. Tosfos left out that second part. In Mayim Shum, we're not going to go to right now. Alma. Lo amina chaticha nasa nevela. Dim kein. Yisto lefi kulam. Lefi cheshmen liat. That's his 20 points. Zayai nesach. Abod azari and gimel. As Tosfos quote. The Ran starts a new paragraph in column 2. V'nemu v'tiris kushos elu svaras rabbis. Svaras rabbis answer this kash. Yesh mi shomer. The shani meduma mechumetz shu yovish bi yovish. Ve'enom chaticha atunas nevela. Elev yisa lach. Obe balua. Mayim shuv is special kula. Ki l'shamayim. A different case. That's what he suggests. The big question over here. Since when is mechumetz yovish bi yovish? Meduma, you're talking about grain. Grain of teruma on both sides. You have grain, this grain, that grain. That's pure yavish. But what's isa? What does isa mean, gentlemen? It's dough. The dough gets mixed into each other. It's not dry. What's he talking about? So we don't understand what he really means. Maybe means what we just saw in Hagos Ashri, that the effect of the dough is not in its bliya aspect, but in its reach. It's fermentation. Maybe that's what he means. In any event, the Ran doesn't like it. The ain't a mechumah. I don't like it. The bishlam of meduma you can look maybe yavish, but mechumetz kolach dami shemisarif and niflo yofa. That's the Ran's kash against the acherim, or the eish mishom I should call it. It's a powerful kash, so he doesn't like it for that reason. Fine. Goes further. Vacherim tirtzu. So you have eish mishom. They have acherim. All of it is anonymous so far. Acherim tirtzu. Shein omim chaticha atunas nevela. Shemach in all selafi cheshva, haina meduma, balach balach nami, ein omer bo chatichas nasa nevela, shirim espashet, hum isarev, bishove. And therefore, ein mechumetz maim shuvim posim, elafi cheshvin. This is what he calls the name of the acherim. End of this paragraph. If you have in my edition, the last four or five lines of page Kuf Chav Tes. V'af teret zeyne mechuvar. Tov shmaitin muchacho. Tafil lach belach. Arminu mechanan. How do you know? I asked this question before. V'darminon. Cholav amayoshari. Cholav nevelahu. Did you get to that Gemara yet? Cholav nevelahu. Rabosa, you didn't get there yet? Okay. We'll get there right now. Cholav nevelahu. Rabosa, the Gemara is discussing the case of the cholav, which had taste of the meat in it, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. A whole discussion, without going into every last prat in the entire sugya of the Gemara. Sure, exactly. top line of Kuf Chesam and Beis, the very top, the first line, Amai Mutter Cholov Nevelahu. Rashi Cholov Amai Mutter Hare Cholov Ma'at Shenil Bebasar Nasa Nevela Shere Nesa Shechoza V'Niflet B'Shara Cholov Havle Min B'Mino Cholov Asa B'Cholov Heter and B'Mino Lovatel Cholov Nevelahu Zeh Shenil Le'Venitzchat. This implies Cholov Nevelahu, which he assumes it means Chaticha Nasa Nevela even though it's Lach Palach. That's what he understands. Chol Nevelahu is Lach Belach. Is that so Mukhrich or Balsai? Could be the Chol Nevelahu is the Chol which is absorbed in the Basar. That's Chol Nevelahu. And that has the status of Yavesh because it's in the Basar. Not Lach Belach. They said it's all Misarev. It's nothing ever gets mixed in. Nothing ever gets absorbed, just mixed in. Here it is. It is originally absorbed. If you look on the back of the Ran, an R edition, there's a little asterisk. Chol Nevelahu. Lo evanti kushyoso. Of course, the Rash mi Drubovitz is the last comment on column 3 of page Kufnun Aleph. Dino Hakama. Lach b'lach shol kibul tam zemize b'tzonein. Ava kol shol kibul tam zemize shap raminen denoso nevelo. That's not simple. That's not simple what he just said. He just said over here, Rabbi Osai, that these inu, these acherim, only said it by lach balach where it was cold, not lach balach when it was hot. That's not exactly what they said. What they said? They said again, from his arvim and evlolin b'shabe. Why? Now, in the context was to Isa Balua Bechaticha. So I'm suggesting in our case, the original Chol was Nivlin the Bosa. He's saying that the Achim only said it in a case where there's no Bliya, and if it's hot, it's Bliya. Could be that's what they meant. We'll have to get to that a little bit later. I'm asking you a Shaila. If two cold You mix your bosai. You're like chocolate milk. You take cold milk and you move it, mix in some chocolate syrup. Who likes that? Raise me. Who likes that? That's a favorite dish. What's pshat? It's a pshat that the chocolate syrup gets mixed in, right? Mixed in with the milk, misarev, or the chocolate is balua, swallowed up by the milk, and vice versa. I'm using these two phrases. Which I don't think they're synonymous. It's mixed up and swallowed in. Which one is it? Mixed up. That's what he's assuming. What about if it's hot chocolate milk? Who likes hot chocolate milk? Yeah, you have hot milk. Yummy for the tummy. Put in some chocolate syrup. What could be better? Question. Is that chocolate syrup mixed up with the hot milk? Or is it now already considered swallowed up by the hot milk? Nivla, not just this arid. They're both liquid, but this time it's heat. Still only mixed up. Okay. Okay. Still only mixed up. If that's the case, it's hard to understand how he understands over here. He says, Rabbi Osai, these acher are distinguishing between hot and cold. Are saying mixed up versus nivla. According to Sammy, there's no such distinction. So my teretz may work, but the teretz in the back won't work. But then maybe people disagree with us and say, no, if it's hot, it's considered not just Nisar, it's considered Nivla. That's what he seems to say in the back. Fine. Let's go now to the Ran's own Teretz. So the Ran knocks off Tuach Yesham, he knocks off an Acher, he quotes Ramban, knocks him off too. He gives it his Teretz. So mostly his Teretz is on page Kuf Lamid, which is page Mem Dalad Amid Beis, Rebosa, I believe. Aval ha'ikir, towards the very end, those are the old editions, towards the very end. Aval ha'ikir, for us it's a new paragraph. Shenirali, hu al derech shepirashti lamala, this goes back to yesterday's shir. The chaticha atzmanas is nevela, the bosa b'cholim medoraisa, fisha b'shas ha'taroves, hu, shemischare isho iser, v'nasa kolechat atzma shal iser, uvishari surin, ein olim edivreyem, Sheroy lahashvos osim lebosu b'chol. The famous rhyme. V'kevin lo echmir el mishum lasa the basa b'cholav, a phrase we saw already three times. Ein orim chaticha atanas nevela, ela b'dvarim ha-misbashlim, that cook, dumi the basa b'cholav, the derech bishalas Torah. Inami, here he goes. Son l'tocham, sh'afu derech bishal. This takes care of chol nevelu, the top line of kuf chesem and beis. It's hot. That you would say, he thinks, yachem, they're you interpret it to mean, say, that even if it's, Rabbi Osai, even if it's hot, lach b'lach, you don't say chanan. He doesn't like that. He's saying, if it's cold, you don't say chanan. It's not dumi the bus b'chol, that's derech bishul. U'mishavachi, meduma mekumet she'eno derech bishul, lo aminem bei chatich atzen asas nevela. That's what he says. That's what he said. That's his teretz. That's his teretz, Rabbi Osai. And the Ayin Esach stuff gets a little more complicated. So we have Rabbi Osai, a whole slew of terutzim in the run. He rejects three and gives you his own. What are the three? The first one says, Yavish b'yavish. He says, Hakam b'chumash b'yavish b'yavish. Maybe it means like the Hagol HaSosh. Next Torah says, Lach b'lach. How can that be? It's against the Mefurash Gemara. He assumes that the Machkim b'lach b'lach are whether it's hot or whether it's cold. The Ramban has a whole different word. It's a machlokas ha-poskim, machlokas ha-moroim. Not going into there right now. His own Torah is, has to be cooked, hot. That's the Gemara Kuf Chesem and Beis, as opposed to the case where it's cold. Ad kan Rabosai, the various terutzim which are found over here. Take a look, Rabosai, in the Mordechai, Tov Reish Tzadi Zayin. See what he says. Tov Reish Tzadi Zayin. It's on page Chav Gimel, in our print. The last few lines of Tarat Saz, about eight lines in our print. The nearly, the Vaday b'chol shari surin nema chaticha atzma asnavel, against Rabbeinu Ephraim. But v'davka b'chaticha atzma, mitam chashivus ha-chaticha. You know what's going on? Chashivus. V'isur nikar umuvdalu nasas nevela. V'nesro levada. Ki eich yitztarev shom heter. Or shame heter eleho levata lo yisra beluabo leficha choseres kulon v'tzorach levata kol achaticha etc. 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 What does that mean? If liquid crept into a solid, this solid has a chashivas of a chaticha. It can never be totally extracted. You get an impression. The entire chaticha is infiltrated. Ava b'davol lach rote o truma b'chulin v'yayin b'mayim davaros kachovim. Okay, go on rotev berotev, go benin on zeh, shen isur nikur menivdal, benka chashivas isur, mis arev heter asheni imarishin, lo shayach klalameima chaticha atzma nasas nevela, lasas akol isur, that's rechshishim, im kol atarovis, yeah, that's what he said. What did he mean? What did he mean? Didn't sound like anything we just said until now. Sounds like he's saying that the reason why he said chanan is he can't get it out. Can't get it out, means it got in, into a solid. But if it's a pure liquid, liquid and liquid, never got in. It's just you know, along the line I said before, it's just not a bliya, it's just a tarova, so it gets diffused easily. That's what the Rabbi Mordechai says, it's along the lines, so not maybe not exactly the same as we said until then. Narabos. The Rana said three times already that Chanan and Shari Surim is a Xeramish of Basa Bechov. But we said it before, and therefore too. If it doesn't apply to sleep, remember that we had yesterday? Remember we had this all this? Is the Ran. The Ran is a. And on the contrary, we don't say in Anesar, because I don't say it by Basel Bechol, you wouldn't say it because it's Isagufa, it's Alkzer, we don't say in Anesar. Nice saying, doesn't apply to cold. The Ran is consistent throughout. Chanan Bishari Surim is simply an extension of Basel Bechol. Take a look at the Prima Garden, my Bosai. Mishpitzo Zohov, Sivkotten Tes Vov. See what he says. Sadi Beis, Tetzvav, and the Mishpat Sozov. Take a look. Tetzvav compared to Tetzayin is pretty short. You know, that's the theory of relativity. It's not so short, but everything's relative. Okay? He quotes the Mordechai. Tartzaz. In my edition, it has it. It gives you the Maran Bokum. It's about six lines in. Ulechor Yerah Dochi Kama. He's saying Pshat in the Mordechai. Bishlam Bechaticha Devadai Beisura Omedes Yeh Afleman Dome De'en Omim Chanan B'shari Surin K'moshe Kotzav Mechaba Simen Kuvav Sif Aleph. There it says that even though it's Chanan B'shari Surin, Mechaba denies Chanan B'shari Surin like a made of Ephraim. You don't have to calculate 60 times the entire piece, but the original piece, B, absorbed from A. Okay? So according to the Rabbeinu Tam, you need 60 times B. But if Ephraim says, no, it's enough to have 60 times A. But B itself is also forever. Okay? B'im Kain, Mishum Lasa de Basu Bechol of Gazu V'yamru, Shetzarach Shishim Neged Kol HaChaticha, Delo Helevi Tarti De Sasron, the Chaticha Nisha Rabbi Yisura V'atav Shiyah Mutter. Look at this, a beautiful wash of Tarta Nisasri. What's he saying over here? You can't tell me the Chaticha B is Asr, but you don't need 60 times B. The Tarta Nisasri. Remember the Urayim said Balabatah, they get mixed up. It's a Balabatah mistake. He has it as a Lamdash mistake. It's a Tarta Nisasri. Can't have it. The Tarta Nisasri. Impossible. Impossible. Mashenkein lach b'lach rote visa b'rote v'heter v'ni tosef od heter hurry akol mutter v'yein tzorech ala neged rote v'yisur t'chila. That's all. Does not apply to lach b'lach for that reason. That of course applies to shar yisurim. Of course it comes to bosa b'cholov. It's not a gzeira. It's an ikaridin. That's what he says. Oh, then he says like this. He's repeating himself. He repeats himself a second time. He says like this. Mashenkein lach b'lach nemur avisa rishinof ha'yigam emeter achron choza latero k'shar b'shar yisurin v'lo b'bosa b'cholav k'nemuchach b'ahid d'cholav nevela chulun dafkub chesem b'beis v'zeh borur. V'zeh borur. That's borur, he says. Borur. This is clear. Now we go and turn our attention, having seen this inside, in the text of the Ran, and in the text of the here we go. Let's get a nice summary. Chazar is so important, Rabbi Yosef. We get Chazar so many times in different venues. We'll see it in the Rishonim, we'll see it in the Shulchan Aruch, we'll see it in contemporaries, just to keep Chazar again and again. HaRishonim is Kasha B'Gemara B'Razar Ayin Gimel Yai Nesach Shenofel L'Toch Abor Chach Novel Shom Kitan Shomayim D'Rohan Heta K'mishen V'Ashar Ramayim Rabba Lama B'Vatla Im Sovim Chanan V'Shar Yisurim Madua Hayayin Shem B'Bor Atzma Lo Nasa B'Yai Nesach V'Yitztafashia B'Mayim L'Vatla Kol Hayayin Shem B'Bor Shechanan. How'd the Ran said to Gzer Mishim Bosa B'Cholav. Only with the needs of the rice and basa b'cholav. You need derech bishul, and it wouldn't apply to kavush, right? He says, all right. But if it's lach b'lach and it's cooked, then it would apply. That's kufches. Very nice. Now, that's harayvit. This is very important. Hamuves Rashba v'ran. Look carefully to find this. The b'shari surin b'lach b'lach lo nase chanan. V'afilu ha'edei bishul, even bishul. U'mashem etzinu g'vavol kufchesem etbeiz l'cholav ha'mekabel tam ha'abosu nasa nevela. No! Ha'inu din miyuchad b'bosu b'cholav sh'nasa nevela gam b'tarova sh'lach b'lach avolo b'shar yisur. Why? Why? Look what he gives the prima donna's reason. V'abir b'shidus arayvet b'bosu b'cholav sh'chananu din d'oraisa Shunayde Tarovis, Notzara Isra Vihabosa Vacholov Hem Ba'atzim Masurim, Imkin Ein Lechalek Ben Tarovis Yavish Shalach. Mash Enke Bishari Surim, Shezerak Zer Drabonon, Yesh Loma. Watch this now, watch this to every word. Shegozu Rak Bechaticha, Shushachaticha Nishares Le'olam Bi'isura. As we just saw in Prima Garden. Af im lo nizbar de chanan kavuv b'shulchan aruch sim kuvav b'shem rashba. The af im yavash lo hakachas achaticha b'shishin tishar achaticha b'yisura. The isa nisrach bav yoser. Yeah. Kadesh the tar to the sasi. Where did you see that before? Where did you see the phrase tar to the sasi? Who said it? No. Prima Garden. We just read it. He quotes the same phrase. He's quoting it. Hold on. Next page. Shechaticha atzma nesheres b'yisura v'eino seres can't be. L'chein gozru chazal al zeh denasis nevela. Aba b'lach b'lach zeh lo shayach. The b'lach im tipol tarobas l'kdeir acheres halach atzma yehenita. K'vua b'dibri arashma. Shenifzku b'simen kuvav. V'ein b'zeh tata desasi. L'chein lo gozru. Koloma. Sheshita zu shal arayvid b'vuseset al shita sarashma. The Yafim lo sorim chanan b'shari surim chaticha atzma le'olam nesheres b'yisura. If you look at the tour, you know, that without chanan it becomes moder, then it's could be pshat. For kolol kozeh b'divri ha'mishpizozov b'sivkot n'tezvov. It's all here. It's giving you a little and bigger print and much more beautiful language and modern rabbinic Hebrew, which is expansive, not Bekitzanimus. Okay? This is very, very important. Good? Very, very important, Rabosa. Very, very important. Good? Good. Fine. Let's go a little further. Vinei Ladina. One second. But see, we have Delam no suffering by Din Chanan Shal Sharisum Basa Bechalov. Why? Let's see. The Basar Shenes HaMecholav Osa Basar Acha B'mashul Kod Rav Yudah B'mimina Shchanan Shari Surim. It's not Eina Nesar Chomer Meha Osa Kevur B'sabar Tosos Kuf Chesem B'beis Chay Melech Shabol Adam. You saw that? Eina Osa B'mashul Al Rak B'shishim Moshe Difsa Gam B'shulchan Aruch Simen Kuf Hei Sif Yudalat. This is of course Shidus Arrived, he says. Rashman arrived. Zemuvan lefishinus arrived. Shagzer b'shari surim hu zera nifredes. Important word. He's going to repeat it many times. Zera nifredes. Mishum shachaticha atzma asura. V'yuvan shaneser eino chomer yoser meha oser. Lo gozu ala ben. That expression is found in the Ran in a few places and other Rishonim. You can't say the Ben is stronger than the Av. What does that mean? Ein Anesar. Ein Anesar makes perfect sense. If Chanan is only a Gzera because of the original Oser, so Ein Anesar more than the Oser itself. The Oser can't go, the Nesar can't go. Fine, beautiful, 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 beautiful. One sec. Mashenk in the Fiaran. She goes through Otobasa Becholov. Ein Anesar. Mugbov gidrei oser, v'cheinu be'emes das haran, shoyikar la'alochot k'das ha'ben ha'shmul she'betoisvus, shom, te'hanesar oser b'mino, b'mashu, v'tubi d'basa b'cholov. The Ran denies Ein Anesar. We know this. He got this in the next paragraph. So that was a little doing. Etzem adin she'yuslo rishonim de'en anesar oser mokha she'yuslo yachol elach shom, that's a shach, din zenema rak b'chanan de'shari surin, Mashenken b'basa b'cholov shaneser oser gamas ha'osro because it's all isu atzmi eino holachima gam zeh shalavino rak lefi das ha'raivin to b'shari surim hi gzerim nefredes Mashenken l'aran shedin echad lehem kamo shememes hi das ha'ran to gam b'shari surim lo orim dein ha'neser. He denies dein ha'neser. It's the two fundamental approaches to this whole sugir of Osai. There's the Ran that Chanan b'shari surim is examined from Basa b'cholov, and therefore he denies Ein Anesar, because you don't say Ein Anesar when it comes to Basa b'cholov, and therefore he limits it to a case of what? Of Derech Bishul. The Ran is consistent throughout. Consistent throughout. The Ravid as quoted, says no, it's a gzera nifredes, not otubasa b'chalav. It's inconsistent to say that the original piece is treif, you only need 60 times its value. It has nothing to do with basa b'chalav, and therefore it applies, as we said before, to shari surim across the board, even if it's not done with the basa b'chalav. But you say in an esar, rabosai, because it's all based upon the gzera of the original oser. This is the Ran. The cause is Shita Saran. Correct. What's wrong with that? Kishara Rishonim, because we passed an Einan Esar, we can't accept the Ram. Uldi tu, Ein Zek Zer B'Shem Basa B'Cholav, El Zer Nifredes, Ukomoshin is Boer. And therefore, Yesh Mokom Ligzor Gam Bofanim, to Lo Shayach B'Basa B'Cholav. Ukvaher Zer Yehuda Kam. Wow, this is a very good Hara, both say. There are two separate tracks. There's the Ram track, and there's what he calls the Raita track. And the Prima Gaonim has made a mistake. He made a mistake. He shouldn't have quoted any akulas of the Ran. We don't follow the Ran. If you follow the Ran, you can't accept the Inanesim of Sharasim. We do. It's all Haba Hataya. This is a very beautiful point, which is quoted over here. Fine. Adkan. Part one of today's shir is now complete. Let us now turn our attention to what we saw quoted in the Megillah. We have to see it inside the actual text. Rabosai, as in Simen Kuf Vav Sif Aleph. In the Shulchan Aruch. This is quoted from the Rashba. You'll see the Rashba is not exactly clear. What happened? Are we just lose our power?
No, it's still there.
Look at the logo, the E on the bottom.
We're here?
No, two to the right.
This?
Yeah.
Oh, magic. Thank you for helping me. Simen Kuv Vav Rabosai, Sif Aleph. Remember, did we see? You know what? Let's put one for hand here and put one hand in Sadi Bey Siv Dalet. No, take that back. Let's start on Kuvav Siv Aleph. We'll go backwards. We're here already. Chaticha Shebola Yisur V'ein Bo Shishim Levatlo Shenafla V'kdera Eino Seres El Lefi Cheshman. Whoa! Shach Aleph. Haino L'das and Mechaba Desfile Sadi Bey Siv Dalet Lo Arminin Chaticha Nasim V'el B'Shari Surim. Okay, as we'll see in the Rama. Fine. So the Mechaba denies Chanan B'Shari Sur. Fine. Rabbeinu Ephraim, the Rashba holds that way. Good. Elefi Cheshmin Yisra Shabba. Shem Yesh B'Masha B'Kdei Rav Mitzurah V'Machatich Atzma Shishim K'neged Yisra Abalu Abba Mut D'Masha B'Kdei Rav Abachatich Atzma Asura V'Sh Yisra Shabba Eino Niflat Mimenu, what's the next word, the most important word? What's the next word, Rabbi Osai? Not following me?
No.
The Gami, what does the Gami mean? Give me an English translation, what does the Gami mean? Completely. According to this version of the Rashba concedes that the vast majority of the Tarfus leaves, a little tiny bit is left. That little tiny bit would presumably not have been enough to make the piece of meat also in the first place, but it's enough to maintain the originalism. Wow. So writes the Rashba. So writes the Rashba. Says the Ramon. V'chein ikar. Udolo kamosha kosav the elsim and tzadi beis. The avosa chaticha muteris. Ramon catches the mechab and a stira. Fine. Come back. Mash'en came b'dover ha'nivlo v'nimoach. All liquid. Shemnafal dam v'chayot zvol l'soch rotav shel heter. It's all liquid. The asaro machmas miyuto wasn't 60 times. V'chakaf neshabah rotav shel heter. Ashesh v'kulo shishim levatel adam. It's now 100 times the original dam. Kulo mutter shakol nivlal v'nisarif. This chumen only applies to solids, not to liquids. Says the Rambo. V'mash enog en loma v'chol yisurim chanan. Ein chilek ben dam alachad aviyavish. El inyin zeh.
Because
V'meino makira v'teila. V'meino chatichu v'leskabit. V'mutna v'olach. Hakol mutter. V'yachad yika shishim negan mashin esu t'chila. But you always need 60. We pass the Chanan Shari Surah. Ad kan rabosai kuvav sifal. Now turn to Tzadi Bey Sifdalad. An out and out stira. Ramah has to stira against the Mechabit. An out and out stira in the Mechabit. It's hard to believe. Tzadi Bey Sifdalad. The Paskins, not only like Rabbeinu Ephraim, that the you don't say Chanan, but the original he's matter the original piece too. Dalit. Lo Omru Chanan Ela Babasa Bacholov. Ava lo Bishari Sud. Kazayas Khalev Shinivla Bachaticha Ain Bashishim Levatlov and Nestra Bahakah Bishla Imacheros Ain Sarah Shishman Kenegat Kazayas Khalev. For us, watch this. Afilu chaticha atzma chozeres dios muteres. Rebbeinu shalolim. He contradicts himself outright. Tinsali beis dalid and kuvav aleph. Pillei ploim mamish. Shach yud aleph. Tema. To the kamon reishim and kuvav kaza the chaticha atzma omenes bisura. Vishayisa shabo. And on the foot of the metal of Gamri. End quote. Rabbi Goshem Haman, Shem Tvorm, Sosim Zezeh. Pile Ploim. Ukadesh, all Yisru, that Tvorm Zezeh, Kachach Beferish, Nira Liyashiv. An amazing terrorist he's trying to give. The Mashakosav Khan, Rotzaloma, Mishakosav, Mikodon, Gabi Bosa, Mecholov, the Mechaber and Sibbeis. The after wrote in Mutta Beshishim, Mikoma Goma Chaticha, Bisuro Medes. Then he ruuyo the skabe veina makirena betela bielef kamash malon the yain can b'shari surin of the bottle berov kisha eno makira keva the ein isur machmas atzmo oda filu chatich atzmo chazer asis muteres utolechol kulam and so lasher echad mehem pille ployim he's saying pshat in this mechaber achatich atzmo and the chores niter, you know why? Because I mixed him with 100 others. I didn't say it over here. He said it two sifim earlier with a lot of verbiage in between. That's the shach says. How can it be? If it's true, Rabbi Osei, has nothing to do with chaticha nas and nevela. Nothing. Nothing to do at all. That's shav shver and teretz. Prima Gadim already asked this question. Look at the Prima Gadim sif say das yudal at the very beginning. Ayin shach v'losh and dochuk. The mava oz. What for oz? Afilu chaticha nas and nevela shari surim. Ain't no din chaticha ruud eskabes. The Rambam and Halachah beduch tituva. The Mechaber himself said that if it's not machmas atzma, no chaticha ruud eskabes. Veich toli zeb ezem mashakodam pilei ploy a peladik a teretz. He doesn't like it. It's very very shver. He likes to place his teretz. Vakreisi you placey as the Rav Yonis and Eibshitz siv katan chas kotzav lepech bimino mayri kan. This is here min bimino. How's that brackets? Ahainu, Bosser Shomein, Ayin Simon Sadiches Shachs of Cotton Alf. The Shach there says, fat meat and fat are the size one min. That's a Kiddush, but the Shach, you look it up, he says so. Fat meat and fat is considered to be one min for this purpose. Usfek Olahokel, we pass in Rabosai, wake up. Bimino Bidarais's Batal Barov. You need Shishim in the Rabbana. Sava the Rabbana wants it in, help. The Kula. So what make him? In the Suffolk, the Rabbanon. Keep going in the Prima Gadim. Masha Enkein, later on Kuvav, Min B'She'en Omino, you and Shem? The Sveka D'Raisa. Sveka D'Raisa, Rabbosai, you find this in many places, that when we are in doubt, we're Machmer B'She'en Omino, and we're make when it comes to Mino. I'll give you one case in point, Rabbosai, it's going to be one of the original highlights of the beginning of the next Zman, an incoming attractions for 2 months from now. Take a look at Simon Sadi Ches, this is when to start next Zman B'li Neder. Right at the very beginning, Simon Sadi Ches, Sim Beis. What happens if you're in doubt if something is Batal B'Shishim or not Batal B'Shishim? You're in doubt. What's the general rule? Sveka D'Raisa L'Chumra, Sveka D'Rabbana L'Kula. Okay? So what's the Din Taka? The Shulchan Aruch writes in Sadi Ches Beis. In the Sa'ar Min Bimino, V'Nishbach, it spilled out. Binyan She'en Yochom Lamod Olav L'Sharo, and know that Is it 60 or not? As long as you know it's a rov heter, mutter. Why? Suffered Rabban on the kula. Continues the Mechabi after Ramah. Aval Nisar, Bishayin Omino, Vinishbach. Binin Shayin Yechom, Binin Shayin Lacham Lov, Afilu No, the Shirubo, Heter. Osir. Why Osir? Sfeika Doraisa Lachumra, Tamkika Doraisa. This is the famous Mechaber in Tzadik Ches Beis, and the previous government is exactly the same thing over here. Here it's a different subject. What's a different subject? A Sfeika Dedina. Is the Rashi right, or is the Tur right? The Rashi writes that the Issa stays in the first piece, that absorb, and the Torah says no. So by the Raisis, Mimimino, Mimshemim, Mimach, Kuvav, and the Rabbana is over here, it's Chelev, and Basu Shamein, is one and the same, we make a very brilliant teret of the crazy Uplace. There is, however, a bit of a stira in the Lashon of the Rashba. I don't think I have an answer to the stira, but the Primogodim raises this stira. We'll see it over here. Primogodim raises this stira. He raises the stira. What exactly did the Rashba say? Or both sides. It's da. It's halfway down, a little less. The Sif say da, Sif alf. Da. The Harashba ba'oruch. What do you mean ba'oruch? The Rashba wrote two svar. Torah Sabayas ha'oruch. And then a little on the side, right? Torah Sabayas ha'kotah, which in our print is a little column on the side. And it's fascinating. I think the shocks are somewhere. That the tour didn't have the Torah Sabayas ha'oruch. Didn't have it. It wasn't in his city. It was another sefer by the Rashba. Remember what it's called? What did he write along these lines? Like a sefer klali on certain inyanim. Called Avodas HaKodesh. It's on Hilchos Yom Tov, Hilchos Erevin. There we only have the Kotzer. We don't have the Aruch. It's got lost somewhere. Maybe you can find it in a library somewhere. The big mitzvah. Right? Torah Sabayis, the Torah didn't have the Aruch, only had the Kotzer. We have both. And there's a steer over here. That's the Zedek Hez. The Rajib at Ba'oruch, page Chesem and Aleph says, Ba'afil, the Vinyar Meinu Ephraim, Chaticha Shenesu V'nafu L'Kedera, Sheishishim Hiatz Masura. Why? And he has four words. V'yesh bo tam isur. Rabosai, they say over here that we're afraid that there's even a tam of isur left in the original chaticha. What do you write in the kotzer? What the Shulchan Aruch quoted in the Kufav, "V'she'ein or Yisur shebaniflam mimena legamri hamayin heitev yirastira." The Ba'aruch calls the "V'she'ein or Yisur yotze" at all necessarily. Yirotze the "Avshar she'ein yotze klal afar deyrotev." Okay. Yeah. The Davka Chatichas Yisur shenafal. I mean, "Amashi yotze erotev mechalak b'shava." I have chatichas iser, has its own internal juice. Whatever goes out, diffuses equally to the entire soup. Mash enkein loma devada yotze yom mechalek b'shoven zein abor. We don't know if they all diffuse equally. Maybe it's still inside. Umidaseyin yesh ba tam iser. Mash amiachshav diachshav yesh ba tam iser potentially. Ulefizay that he must fail in mizbar. Shosh chatichah. If a guy tastes, it doesn't taste it. It's gonna be mutter. Ilu bekotzer he said. What? Ein or Isur Nifla, and he adds the word in quotes, Legamre! Midas the Gamre Yore, Dachkama. I feel a Tamuk Fela, Mikoma Komho, Vievshal of Arure, Shanisha Klumba, Shemachi, Evshal of Sokhtal Kaponim, Osir Bashari Surin. Miwi Adina, that Shanifla be called, Hoyamutta, Shanifla the Gamre. After Mount the Sub of Osir Bosa Bachal Kai Gavna, looking Kufay Yuzayan and Shach. We'll get to that a little bit later on. Halacha Lamaisa. Especially at the Beis Yosef Kuvav, said that way. The Mechaber quoted the Lashon of the Gamre for the Kotzer. Fascinating. Isn't it amazing? I wish I had an answer to the Steer and Rashi. I don't have one so far. He claims that the Rashi backed out the time he wrote the Aruch and the time that he wrote the Kotzer. Very nice. Very, very nice. Very nice. This Issa, Rabosa, we accept. Halacha lemaaseh. Rabosa, I need your help. This Issa that we accept, namely, that if I had Dover Osir, got mixed into Dover and Mutter, and it was 2%, now I squeeze it out, I'm down to 1%. We pass in halacha lemaisa that that's awesome. Awesome.
Is that physically possible?
What?
Is that physically possible?
You add more stuff.
Press down, squeeze out. It happened. Add more stuff and diffuse it some more. Is that isa d'oraisa d'rabbanan? Is it d'oraisa or d'rabbanan?
D'rabbanan.
That's what we assume. It's the rabbanan. And what about by basa b'chalav? Same case. Basa b'chalav. It went in 2%. Now it's down to 1%. D'oraisa or d'rabbanan? D'oraisa. Why? 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 What do you mean? But it's not an awesome time right now.
It was an awesome time.
But right now, I'm not tasting anything. Which is, how can it be awesome d'oraisa? D'rabbanan, I understand. How can it be awesome d'oraisa if right now I tell a goy he tastes the meat, there's no milk, he tastes the milk, there's no meat? How can it be awesome d'oraisa? Why don't you say it's bottled? The original taste is bottled. So over here, Abosai, I want to give you a great teretz in this biurim. Biurim, am I right? Common biurim is not online, no? Do you have it with you? Open up to check me out. The biurim is in Tzadi Beis, Abosai. I think it's beautiful teretz. Sif Beis. And it will rekindle some old memories. Tzadi Beis, Sif Beis. You know, I can show this to you. Binyamin, you can get me the Rush. The Rush is in Hilchas Kilayim. How are you going to find that? It would be Shas and Talmud Mefarsha, by the way. Let's see if I can find the Rush. Where's Kilayim printed? In the back of the Sefer Menachos? Who remembers? Where's Hilchas Kilayim in the Rush? Guys, you should be familiar with these things. The Rush didn't write Mesechus Kalayim on Mishnayos. There's no Hilchus. Is it a Menachos? Was it about a Zara? In the back of someone's in the back of one of those Mesechus. Oh, maybe it's a Nida. It's a Nida. It's in the back of Nida because that's just some Sugars Mishatnas come up. So it'll probably be on the Nida. I want everyone to see things inside. It's important. We discussed this a long time ago. Again, Talmud of Farshav. Rush. Rush knows I can. Rush. Let's see again. Does he have Kalayim separately or is it under neither? Go to neither. Where's the Halachas?
Yeah,
Halachas Tams. Okay, there. Is it Nida there? It's Kalayim.
Oh.
Simon Hay. Bosai, it was worth the wait. Holy Rush, every word of the Rush is Kodesh Kadosh Mamsh. See you inside. The question again was, why don't we just apply the principle, thank you, the principle of Bittel. Thank you. I got it. The principle of Bittel. See Bas of Bukhalov anywhere. Try A again. Missing it. figure this one. I went through the whole thing, I couldn't find it. Well, so look, see if you can find. That's what I'm looking for. You see it here? Oh man. I apologize, I'm not finding it. Let me first read you from the Biurim, and maybe we'll be able to find it that way. Let's read together. It's in Simon. If you look it up, Kalm, you have it, Siv Beis, Hachaticha Asura. It's on page Kuf Nun. Okay? It's a bit of a lengthy piece. He writes as follows. He calls the Torah Sabayas Aruch and the Torah Sabayas HaKotzer, the whole discussion over here. And he wants to know, is this din d'orais or din d'rabbonim? He says as follows. L'chora nira, it's a comment, I'm halfway down the wide lines on page Kufnun. Shalafitam zehu yisur de rabbanon shech mirabo shloyotze yisur me yisur kosha nishavok tzas meneser avamenatore niratam leser bezeh. What's the dakat shuvah the machlokes? Ulam bebasa becholav nira askamas aposkim de efshel sochto osamenatore. Efshel sochto means you can squeeze out, is left with less than 1/60th of meat in the milk or vice versa, osamenatore. Vitzorach tam, lama machmirina tve bebasa becholav bebishari surim. That's the sheet that's hashach, that if you squeeze all the meat out of the milk or vice versa, it's mutter. V'shemi eshloma. After tama sheni hanal mitzvah min haTorah b'chol ha'isurim v'tama de milsa v'shakosa v'mordechai. No. Forget about it. He doesn't like this teretz. Turn to page Kuf Nun Aleph. Line 8. Afilu tema de bishari suma de rabbonon mikol makom abasa b'chol av yei efshel da sochto osam en ha-toru. Because neither dav samach alaf mit beiz beged she'ovet bo kilayim lo yimkarenu la'akum. Because he may sell it to a Jew. Hikshe betosis de levatel chut shol min ha-sheni b'rov v'tirtu de heter b'heter lo botel. The Hiksha Rosh, the Hilchos Kalayim Sifhei. Where is this? How come we can't find it? Rabbi, we'll try one more time. Rabbi, you help me? You going to try to find it for me?
Search for words.
Yeah, no, search for words.
No, I can search for words.
Why can we not find this over here? Either it's a typo or, I don't know. The whole Hilchos Kalayim is not so big. He says, "Mihad the bottle baser becholav b'dika shishim." So what are you saying? This is great kasha. V'tiritz the shani hasam the derech bishul osra Torah v'lo mikri baser becholav v'lo nesinas tam adkan devarav. We discussed this a long time ago. If you remember, I'll say I'm testing your memory. We once said before that the reason why, if you have less than 1/60th of meat and milk or vice versa, it's mutter, is not because of bittul. There is no bittul. Het the low bittul. You know the reason is? Derech bishul asutar. This should strike or should resonate a little. We had this same episode before. Comes with this rush. Says the biurim beautifully. Where do you get it from? Kufches. Derech bishul asutar. Ulefiz anicha. Ha de nishar habosa biyisuro. Afil nischar hacholab mimenu. Kol she nishabo mashem in a cholav. The Torah's bitul leka b'zeh. heter beheter. Rak de beina and derech bishul. V'chol shen is ayev mitchila b'derech bishul. V'chal alayu toras basa b'cholav. Kaimi b'surayu afin nismat. B'gedei shir nisinas tam. T'hilchus a derech bishul as for Torah. Kaimu ashas tchila as atarovis. Shenat at basa b'cholav. Beautiful. He thinks the Prima Godem meant this in Mishpat Ozov Sifkot and Zion. Let's take a look for a minute in Mishpat Ozov Sifkot and Zion and see if we can find it. If you want to search all Hilchos Kalayim for this?
It's not there.
See, it's a typo? I don't know.
It might not have been
in
Hilchos
Kalayim. Ah, somewhere else?
I just looked in Hilchos
Kalayim.
What? Do the search for it.
I just read through what they have in this B room. Come, did I read it correctly? So something is amiss here. Maybe. It's hot. I just don't know. I'm at a loss. See? My fault. I didn't look it up in advance. I thought it was here. I took his word for it. Shows, it's going to be just a typo. You can't take, certainly you shouldn't take my word. That's, you should never take my word. You can't take someone's word. You got to look it up yourself. What's its Mishpat Ozov Zion? Let's see what he says. Maybe he thinks that's what he means. This you all have. Everyone open up. Mishpat Ozov Zion. Oh, you know what he means? I know. I figured it out right now. If you look at the beginning of Sifkot and Zion, he makes the following comment. Okay, let's assume that's what the Shach says. Look in Simon Reish Tzadi Tes in the Shach Aleph. Rabosai, Reish Tzadi Tes. Let's take a look. Can you get me on, where's Binyomi? Get me the Shach in Yerodeah. Reish Tzadi Tes, we have to get this because we don't want to leave you hanging. Reish Tzadi Tes. Reish Tzadi Tes. So it's Kalai. That's us. Wait, Reish Tzadi Tes. Keep going. Keep going. Yes. Where is it? Yes. Aleph. Shach. Aleph. Now we're going to see, maybe we can figure out what the missing rush. Okay. Lo shach lebitl, v'lo arminon sheyivatel berov. Who said so? Harosh v'aposkin u'meviyim Beis Yosef. Is he quoted accurately? It's a rush. You want to know where the rush is? You look at the Beis Yosef. Maybe it'll tell you exactly where it is. That's what the Prima God is referring to. Back to Prima God. But rather, he should add a few more words. Not derech bishul as for Torah. Hilchach kol shenif for the gamrei shari. I'm not sure exactly what he means, but it's along these lines. He threw in Kalayim. That we know. Okay, Rabosai, I don't want to spend more time on it. I'll try to find you the rush inside later on. Good. Now, did I mention to you, Rabosai, the idea that there is some who say Hanan v'sharisun is Doraisa? Right? Tosfos, right? So I want to show you, we read a Mata Yonason, if you recall. Open up to the Mata Yonason again. It's in Simen Sadi Beis of Dalet. You all have it. It's in your Osam Mefarshim, some of you may have it if you have the fancy Shulchan Aruch. You all have it for sure. Look at this now. You may recall, we read the first line of the Mata Yonason, which is based upon the Taz in Kuf Yud Zayin. Let's read it again. Kevin the Metzino het the Beferish B'Torah, Lohoyo Lechachamu Lesu Mashatori Tira the Beferish Leina Roa. That's what he deflected. Rabbi Kivega's right. Ula Amur Nirakach. Who's La Amur? I think Rabbi Yonason is calling his father, no? Adoni Mori V'Rabi Nirakach. I didn't know Rabbi Yonason Ebshus' father was such a big Talmud Chacham. Catch this now. The Atosus Hikshul, the Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, Niyori Gedola. We saw it at the end of the Tosus, the Kadi Akasha. Haino Dafka, the Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, the Hu Svirle, Dafka, Tam, Kiika, Doraisa, at Shishin. We're not going to discuss Tam Kiika in great length now. Rabbeinu Tam is the biggest machmer on earth in Tam Kiika. You know what he says? If I have 1% chalev, gets mixed into 98% potatoes, all mixed and completed together, I eat one kezayis. The one kezayis in a whole mixture. What does it contain, this one kezayis? What does it contain? One kezayis. 2% chalev, 98% potatoes. I mean, a Tam will take me up. You know what's going to take me? To the Malkus stand. I'm Loki and Kazayis from Atarogus. Unbelievable chumrah. When Tam says Tam Kiker achieves that the potatoes are treated like chalif, and you get you don't have to eat a Kazayis of the chalif. No, Kazayis of the potatoes. It's all mixing together, you get Malkus Darais. Everyone follow just said? That's the most extreme position of Tam Kiker, which is espoused by none other than Rabbeinu Tam. Vaita, keep going. To Sfilei Dafka Tam Kiker Darais Ad Shishin. If can shape is lomar the khatiha atma nas is navela osim na tor be khali sum. Whoa. He made a link of two rabbeinu tams. I have to give you full disclosure. My Rebbe, Zichron of the Racha, was unalterably opposed to this link. Unalterably opposed to this link. He was very famous. He said this is ridiculous. It's crazy. It can't be. And he would, I was zochet to be yelled at by my Rebbe more than once, a couple of times. Once was this. We're learning Eridea, and this came up. And I asked the Rebbe to look on the Rashba, just explain with the Rashba that he wasn't saying that. I thought maybe he would say, he went like this, don't bother me. He wouldn't even hear it. Rebbe was mamish like a Saras Adibris. This is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. What we just read at the Mount Yonos from his father is ridiculous, my Rebbe said. No connection whatsoever between the two Rebbe and the Thomas. Ridiculous. Chanan B'Shar Yisroel was certainly the Rabbanon. I had a Tosis, he probably might have held like the Matyonis himself, like the Taz. It's not Mefurish Pekra, the Heta, you can't ask him the Rabbanon. But ridiculous. Not only does he think it's ridiculous, but I found in the Biurim, he also thinks it's ridiculous. How you like that? Great minds think alike. This is over here. In the first Ramah, in Sadi Bey's Dalit, the first Ramah, the Ramah gives the first indication, Yesh Omrim, that he said, Chanan B'chol Yisur. He quotes an opinion, it's Midoraisa. How can it be? So then he quotes the Mata Yonason, that Rabbi Natam is a Shitoso, that says, Tam Kikik Kamin B'Shen Amino, Doraisa, Kevin Shinoson, Easter Tam Behet, I'm now on page Kuf Samach Dalit on top. Nepach kulo lios iser, v'lokin olav kirchazayis, kilu have kulo iser. Oh, I mean a Tam. Tam kiker, the whole thing is aser. That's mamash chanan b'shar iser. So had the Rabbi Yonason's father. Adayinish lahor b'zeh, says the biurim, lani es daiti atenach kol zman shahet yesh bo tam iser. Good. Ava mishibishlu imot chatiches, Sheyesh b'em shishim k'neged ha'isur ha'rishon v'nisbat al tam ha'isur b'din shepoka din tam ki'ikur menachaticha rishona. Umishen is batlamine din tam ki ikar gam toras nevelin is batlamine. To amet al chaticha nasa nevelin mit natalia but din tam ki ikar. And that a tam ki ikar left. Vafilu teima dal chaticha rishon arminan din hagola biochlin. That's an expression which the poskim use to explain that you can't be mad at the first thing. It's an expression. Ein hagola biochlin. You can kasher a pot, you can't kasher a piece of meat. Binu the mecha shayisur adayin. No sentambo. That's the Rashbos. That's Torah's Abayas Aruch. Mikomakom play Tosa Shalachaticha. Hare Botol Mimena Tamo Isur. Veloma Tester Apleta as Shara Kadera Mina Torah. He doesn't understand the whole thing. He doesn't get it. He didn't get involved with the Hagol, which we'll get to back a little bit later. I thought this question is not so overwhelming. Why is it so overwhelming? He holds that het de nepach lios iser, the din d'oraisa. He says tam ki iker based on that, whatever comes out of that. I didn't think it was so. I'm not saying I don't want to go into my Rebbe's Masorah, but to me it's such a tremendous, unanswerable question. I didn't see it as being 100% clear. What will happen, Rabbi Osai? We assume Chanan b'shar isurim is the rabbana. My nafkamina, it spills out. I already told you before. If things spill out, we saw in Shimon Sadi Chesed Beis. Sfeg of the rice of the chumra, sfeg of the rabbana lekula. As suffik rabosai, if you have shishin, connected the whole thing by Chanan b'shar isurim, mutter, because at most it's a din the rabbana. If you those who want have time to spend a little extra time looking samach beis, he contrasts this with the case where it started off as a derisa and it's galgal toward the rabbana, when he claims you do not apply the principle of sfeg of the rabbana lekula. Not going there right now. Now, Rabosai, another fascinating thing. Rabosai, let's chazen. We said, listen carefully. I want to ask you a thought question, see what you answer. Rabosai, Rabbeinu Ephraim said, Chatir Chanas Vemela applies only to the Bosal B'chola. What's his fundamental reason? How do you explain it? We saw it many three times. The Chola is Mutter, the Bosal is Mutter. You put them together, comes an Isser. So then Chatir Chanas Vemela. What will happen? Shari sir, this is Asr, this is Mutter. So, according to Rabbi Ephraim, do you say Chanan, yes or no?
No.
I have a thought question for you. What if that Isr is not the Vela, it's not Trefa, it's not Chela, it's not Chazer, it's what? Basar B'chol. I have pre-existing Basar B'chol, pre-existing. And I cook that now with Hirokas and some other variety. What would you say, according to the Rabbeinu Ephraim? Should we apply Chanan, or should we not apply Chanan? We'll have a vote. It's Rabbi Rabos, we'll come into election day. I'm chasming over the candidates over here. According to one candidate, the Rabbeinu Ephraim says, Chanan is limited to Basar B'Cholov, so it means Basar and Cholov. Not if Basar B'Cholov hits something else. It's one possibility. Or no, this is called Basar B'Cholov, we apply Chanan according to Rabbeinu Ephraim, because it's not like the Vela, Trefa, Chazer, Chelev, etc. Okay, who votes the first way that we should apply Chanan to this case? Okay.
I have a question.
Oh, what's the question?
What would Rabbeinu Ephraim say about
that? Rabbeinu Ephraim discussed. It's all for sure Chanan.
No, and what would the status of that piece be? That would be Basar B'Cholov, that would be the Vela, or what would it be? The second piece.
It would be Asar, that's after me, it would be Asar.
But what is the reason then? Yeah, but the status of the second piece.
That's a good question. But pay patience. But we call the Ben Ephraim. Who votes we should apply Chanan to this case? Start up as Basar B'Cholov. Raise your hand. You should add one more name. Have you heard his name? Yosef Kara. Who heard of that name? Add him to the list, okay? Alright, who votes? I prejudice the votes. Who votes no? We'll add a name. Of Shapsia Cohen. What did he write? The Shach. I thought the Shapsia Cohen was right. Explain to me why he's right.
I wrote it both ways.
Oh, no, both ways. Why is it right, Shaw? Exactly! The whole Svarim and everybody have two different heads. You don't have two different heads here. Who cares it's called Basar B'Cholov? That's history. I don't care if it's Basar B'Cholov, it's the Vela, it's Trefa, it's Tomei, it's Chazer, who cares? This is a machlokes. I don't have time to go with it. Yes.
If Rabbeinu Chaim says that it's if the whole Ezer is Bazar B'chalav, so the initial Bazar B'chalav was Mutar Mutar, and then you're mixing it with something.
That's true.
So
originally I did say B'chad Chana, but now, yes?
So according to Shach, wouldn't it be more accurate to say Chaticha Nasa Bazar B'chalav?
According to
the Shach.
If the Gemara should have said, but the Gemara, according to the Shach, for Rabbeinu Chaim, why did the Gemara say Chaticha Nasa Nevela? The Gemara should say Chaticha Nasa Bazar B'chalav. Nevela is a code word for intrinsic tarkus. We know it's Bazar B'chalav, that's not Chiddush. Intrinsic tarkus. Yes, sir.
But if the second piece that is becoming us because of the
right
piece of Bazar B'chalav, if that's called an Isser Bazar B'chalav, then according to Rabbeinu Chaim, it would be Chana. But if it's called just a Stam Isser, then
Rabbi Yosef Kar does not need my endorsement. He knew how to learn. But if you ask me, I would have told like the Shach. Let's take a look at it inside for a minute.
Maybe the Beis Yosef is saying that the reason that it comes us is because part of that bus for Chalav is Chalav, so therefore you have something that has Heter and
Could be. Let's take a look for a minute, Rabbi Osai, in Simen Sadi Dalet, okay? Simen Sadi Dalet. We're coming to the end of this year, boss. We're almost done. Simen Sadi Dalet. Here we are. Simen Sadi Dalet is Sif Vav. Sif Vav. Bitzalim o Yerokos Shebluo mi Basar. Trying to save time over here. I want to get this out quickly. Let's go straight to the Shach. Sivkot Nechav Beis. Let's just read just a few lines. Old Kotev of Beis Yosef, Simon Kuv Gimel, towards the end of the Shach of Beis. Mi Yuhecha Shebalua Mi Basar Becholov. Then he says, you have to be Machmer, Chaticha Nasa Nevel. Kulam Akmoda Chaticha Nasa Nevel. The Shitaso thinks it's wrong. I just read you a line out of context. I don't want to go into the details now. He wants to know that Bali HaShulchan, this din of the Beis Yosef, is it a din d'Oraisa or d'Rabbanan? This din, that if you have basa b'chalav mixed in with something else, you say chanan, is that a din d'oraisa, or is that a din d'rabbanan? That's what he discusses over here. Calm, you look up with me. In Tziyunin, Kuf Aleph. After Dasa Beis Yosef, who's quoted in the Shach here, to call abami basa b'chalav kibasa b'chalav, da'ininale, that you say chanan, to lo kishar isu, you know, say chanan, quoted Beis Yosef. This din that of the Beis Yosef is only midrabbana, and then he quotes. Since we're going along I was in Samach Gimel, and in Samach Dalet he says some say that we should only apply Chanan b'shari sura by Yisur d'Oraisa, because after all, some machlokas with Rabbeinu Ephraim Rabbeinu Tam say. If Ikro is midoraisa, we assume not like it's a doraisa mamish that with the Rabbi Kivego the Tosis and the Rabbi Yonah's name is father. We assume it's the Rabbanan. But if Ikro doraisa, then we say Chanan b'shari sur. Ikro the Rabbanan, some say no, it's not true. The Chochmas Adam goes as far as to say that by the Rabbanans, the original, we even make it that the original piece becomes mutter. There seems to be a steer between Tzadi Beis and Kuvav, and what are the place the answer we saw before? Tzadi Beis is min b'mino d'rabbanam, and Kuvav is min b'shein amino d'oraisa. So the Chokhmah Sodom says the same thing applies to min b'shein amino if the whole Isser is only min d'rabbanam. And that is quoted over here. If you want to look it up later on, either in the Chokhmah Sodom Or, Rabbi Osai, you can see it in the again, in the Bali HaShulchan Samach Dalet, he quotes over here. Some say it's the Rabbanan, Yesh Kotzvu Od, Kuf Gimel. Those who look in the, even Basav HaChov, the Rabbanan. And he quotes Kuf Dalet, that say, even the Achaticha Rishon HaChozeres Le'atera, he's a cool as who she quotes. Halacha Le'maiser Rabbosai, he rejects all these coolas. Applies to the Rabbanan. And the best proof, and I'll end the shiur with this nakud, I want to say a word on the parasha, just one word on the parasha, is the very source for Hanan b'shari surin. The very source. Let's turn our bosai to the Ran. Again, read this for a minute. Just for a minute, we're not going to panic out. When the Ran discusses at length whether you do or don't say Hanan b'shari surin, his ultimate raya that we do say Hanan b'shari surin, that we do say it, likely Rabbi Matam, and against the Rabbeinu Ephraim, is only one conclusive raya. His raya he considers to be an irrefutable raya. It really is taught to get out of this raya. We shall see momentarily. And this raya is from the case of a Yerushalmi. Rabbi Osai, let's take a look inside. Look inside. We're going to find this raya. Hope it won't take us too long to find this one. Yes, where is that? What Mem Dalam and Alf in the old print? Oh boy. Let's go slow. It's here. I know it's here for sure. The thing is, it's so long, it's hard to find everything. Oh, there it is. It's page Kuf Chav Zayin in our print. It's page Mem Gimel Amud Beis in the old print. It's after the big bowl that you have, it says Vigar Sinan. And then a way in, not too much in, he says like this. Ulefizeh, we have a new paragraph of Ulefizeh, page Kuf Chav Zayin, column 1. Nira Dein Chatich Atzun Asin Avela Ela Obi Yisro Shenes Amachas Mino Ubebasa Becholof. Velesa, Shari Arma B'Yushami Di Arla, Grise Truma, Shen is bashlu. On the side it says shenaflu. Ima adoshim chulin. V'yeshem benosin tam. Ribaleim adoshim mutter. Ad kama yirbe. Plukta the Rebbe, Rebbe Shmuel, Rebbe Yossi. Al date the Rebbe du. Oma achi yirbe al kulon chanan. Al date the Rebbe Shmuel du. Oma achi yarbu al anoflin. Mashma. The Rebbe the tamei. Dome b'shmait and efshel softo osur. Of course, it could be that the Rabbeinu Ephraim will say, no, we pass the Rabbi Shmuel, like Rabbi Shmuel. Not like Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, we usually follow Rabbi, but maybe not in this case. But that's the riot. Rabbi Osai, grise truma. What's a gris? Give me a translation. What's a gris? It's a bean. Is a truma for beans the rice or bun? They say it for beans. You got another question for beans. It's beans the rice or the rabbanon? The rabbanon. Who says, does anyone disagree? What is a bean? Is a bean dogon tirosh v'yitzer, which is found in the Chumash? Is it? Yes or no?
No.
The Rambam holds that there's even the rice by peros or elon. Fruits of a tree. Is a bean grow on a tree? No. Is a bean a yerek? That's the question. Maisa yerek is the rabbanon. That's the Mefurash Gemara. But the word yerek in Talmud speak may only mean what? Greens. No, you ever learned the Mishnah Brachas, right? The Yerukas, the Shoyim. It's not completely clear what's going on over there. The reason I'm saying this is that the Bali HaShulchan, and it's trying to prove his point in Siyunim Kufhei, says Chanan is Greece and Shal Truma. Afal Gavde Ben Torah ain't Truma Ela Bedogan Tirosh Yitzer Ledas Rov HaRishonim. This is the last line comment on page Kuf Samagim, end of Kufhei. Rov HaRishonim implies according to Miat Rishonim Maybe we should say that it's a daraisa. Grisim, which is beans. That's a chiddush to me. I thought it's part of Yerek, not part of Paris. He lives around, but just making that point over here. Rabosai, I'm out of time, and I wanted to say one word on Parshas Shemot. Which one word? Two words, I should say. Ofer ve'efer. This is the parsha of Ofer ve'efer. What, Rabosai, is the take-home message of sin? I spoke about it to you, if you recall. I think Max asked me the question before Yom Neroyim. What's the number one thing to think about? What did I answer? One word.
Vulnerability.
That was my word. If you need anything to tell you how vulnerable every bus of Adam is, sin. With all the technology, with all the, you know, the whatever, people make beautiful things, fancy things. Kadosh Baruch Hu decides, put it underwater, it's underwater. But how could it be? I spent so much money building a house and I made a nice wall and I made a garnish. Kadosh Baruch Hu sends the sea. I tell you, I'm honest, I'm frightened. The Chofetz Chaim writes in the Sefer, there was a big, major earthquake somewhere in the end of the world in Asia somewhere. And the Chofetz Chaim wrote in the 1920s that Kadosh Baruch Hu was sending a lesson to Am Yisrael. Based on the Pasuk in Tzfanya. When the Pasuk says that Kadosh Baruch Hu is making problems in the Iyei Hayam, it's a lesson for us to do tshuva. This is quoted, if you recall, from the tsunami. Remember the tsunami? How many years ago was the tsunami? How long? 8 years ago already? How many people died in the tsunami? 250,000 people. Russia. Quarter of a million people. What happened? Kadosh Baruch Hu sent the ocean, just swept away a quarter of a million people. Just swept away the sea. The Rabbanim was saying, it's a wake-up call for us, to Klal Yisrael. This is not racism that we consider ourselves, you know, the way we're caring. We consider ourselves, you know, it's a kind of a noblesse oblige, that we are Kadosh Baruch Hu's Am HaNivchar, and he's sending us messages. He sent us a message somewhere in the tsunami, and he hasn't paid attention, apparently. Not a message coming to New York, the biggest population of the Jewish population could be in the world. Could be in the whole wide world, something in Chutzlars. New York, metropolitan New York. He's giving us, he says, the tsunami came here. It wasn't Chas Shalom as bad. It wasn't even as bad as Rina. But there was also, it's getting closer. It's a wake-up call to our vulnerability. Far be it from me to point fingers. I was told last night was a beautiful Sichas Musa, and the story was told that a certain great Rav was critical to the young people. Because you did this Avera, so this thing happened. I'm not into that at all. It's very far from me. But on the other hand, it's a wake-up call. Whenever a wake-up call happens, the Rambam writes, Chas v'shom, the thing, it's a mikra. Chas v'chalila, nothing is a mikra, nothing is an accident. Nothing is an accident. It's clearly, what they call it, the perfect storm, no? A shidduch, one storm coming from the south and one storm coming from the west, and it's never happened to our knowledge. It's never happened in recorded history. Such a tziruf. How did it happen? The Baruch Hashem declared it's going to happen. Ruach sa'ara osa devara. This is our wake up call, Rabbosai. It's scary. We should be scared. Not that we should walk around now paranoid from now on. We have to walk around, to go around, do what we were doing before. But do with a greater sense of Anochi Ofer Ve'efer. And our lives depend upon the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Rabbi, who had this in mind when he said on Yom Kippur, Mi Bamai? It wasn't how long, it was a little over a month ago. No one could have imagined this. He said, Mi Bamai, quickly, Mi Bamai. Hashem Yirach. There were those who paid with their lives, Rachmana Litzlan. And even those who, Baruch Hashem, thank God, was saved, but their houses destroyed. I mean, I have to tell you this incredible destruction that went on over here. Liba Mayim. The boy said, we're not in charge. That is a very brief and powerful take-home lesson of the events of this week. It should be Zoche to learn the lessons. The Kadosh Baruch Hu will from now on will only give us Besuros Tovus Amen V'yom. Again, remember, Sunday, Shiur, 10:30, the new time.